This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Zebs and Linko has got so much to cover, and it's going to be live here on air. All that information coming up in just a few minutes. But first, here's two important videos back to back, one with Dr. McCullough and one with another great lady, a lawyer that's fighting tyranny.
The last time humans launched a plan like this to conduct experimental medical protocols on vulnerable populations was in Joseph Mengele's direction. He was an MD known as the Angel of Death, okay? And he was part of the SS, and in 1943 he was assigned to Auschwitz, where he saw an opportunity to conduct gene research, quote, focused primarily on children with no regard for the health or safety of the victims. This is off the internet. You can Google it. You know what else is gene research? Experimental COVID vaccines with the trans gene inside of it. If you don't believe me, go pull the EUA application for the J&J shot. I come from a long line of Eastern Europeans, Hungarians, and Romanian groups that fled the persecution of the Red Terror communist death squads in the early 1900s, and those of us who didn't make it to America ended up facing the Nazi death squads in the lesser-known Holocaust that was the Romani Holocaust. There is a reason my daughter is named Katia. Her Romani great-grandmother was Caterina Cioma, and I, for one, have not forgotten the lessons of our history. The Third Reich did not end with experiments on children, nor when those children died. The Third Reich ended in 1946 when we put the doctors who committed these human experiments on trial in Nuremberg, and then we put them to death. It ended with the adoption of the Nuremberg Code so we would never repeat the sins of history. And it states, and I quote, the voluntary consent of this human subject is absolutely essential. Dr. Chow and Dr. Maharish, you are hereby on notice. Last week, you appear to have knowingly hatched a plan to sidestep and or violate international, federal, and state law, not just the Nuremberg informed consent language, but also the black letter law of the EUA, as well as California state law, which punishes, and I quote, the willful failure to obtain a subject's informed consent by imprisonment in county jail for 1 year or the imposition of a $50,000 fine or both. Through the planned insertion of experimental gene-altering protocols onto the very children, you were elected and charged with protecting. And tonight we are asking the Board of Education for an immediate letter of censure to these individuals. And if they don't resign, for an immediate notice of termination. And that letter also needs to go to the professional boards because they have no business being in these positions. So help me God, the people of Orange County will hold this policy to account.
Second major analysis. Ron Kostoff et al. Published in Toxicology Reports. The title of the paper, Why Are We Vaccinating Children for COVID-19? His analysis dealt with mortality. And across every age group, an individual who took the vaccine, more prominently in the older age groups, was more likely to die after the vaccine than actually take your chances with COVID and ultimately die of COVID. These two important trade of analysis were both again presented and heard by the FDA on two occasions. Now, I've been on national TV, a frequent contributor to Fox, and I've told America on multiple occasions, I think our federal agencies are running about 9 months behind on interpreting the data. Most of what's coming out and most of what we're sharing with you is late-breaking information, information in preprint format. I'm an editor of a major journal. I deal with this every day. I can tell you from the time we fully form a manuscript to the time it gets through all of its adjudication and publication can be up to 2 years. Believe it or not, we don't have 2 years of time. We don't have 2 weeks of time. We are responding to brief reports, preprints. We're rapidly integrating information in order to best apply our skills to helping the population get through this difficult time. This is a time for expert analysis. This is a time for teamwork. We need multiple individuals from multiple different specialties coming together. America should be seeing teams of doctors on TV giving advice, working together. We've had White House Task Force 1, White House Task Force 2, and we pretty much have seen little or none of them. We have one person on TV where we see that person's picture in the frame. And I said it, probably the most inflammatory thing I've said on Fox News is we have a medical dictator that we're looking at on TV.
That's right. We have a medical dictator. We'll be right back. Stay with us. If a hurricane is smashing into the Gulf Coast and I make the prediction that it's going to cause flooding, that's not a prediction. You know it's a hurricane. You know it's got a lot of water. It's going to dump. It's going to cause flooding. So it wasn't a prediction 20 months ago when I said the UN order to lock down the world economy is going to cause a chain reaction that's going to cause supply chain problems for years, that's going to starve tens of millions to death. And now it all happened. 25 million extra dead, hundreds of millions on the verge of starvation, and the UN that ordered it's running around being the savior. Listen, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. And now the first world's becoming the third world. So listen to me now. We've got the highest quality storable foods, the lowest price you're going to find, ready to ship to you right now at 10% off until November 15th. But after that, the prices are going up. We cannot suppress prices anymore. So protect yourself, get high quality storable food so you're self-sufficient, and fund the InfoWar today at 360 Win at InfoWarsStore.com. It's time to get your food.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I can't think of a better person to get on than Dr. Vladimir Zev Zelenko, the pioneer that helped develop some of the first treatments that have undoubtedly saved not just hundreds of thousands of Americans, but millions worldwide. Every prominent scientist or doctor I get on always thanks Dr. Zelenko, and he doesn't want the thanks, but people understand he's a trailblazer, and he's been accurate, and he's been right, so we should listen to him. And he joins us for the balance of the hour here. The reason I wanted to get him on was in the last few weeks, I have run into so many prominent scientists, so many prominent doctors, some of which are in studio with us. People can put two and two together. And they say, Zelenko's absolutely right, you're absolutely right, it's premeditated, and they start telling me all this stuff. And I'm talking about former heads of U.S. intelligence agencies. I'm talking about governors. I'm talking about top national talk show hosts. I mean, this is who I talk to. And they're all, oh, you're absolutely right, it's all premeditated. And they go off on a bunch of stuff that I already know about and some pieces I don't know about. So that's good news that the intelligentsia is already as far along as Dr. Zelenko or myself, or maybe further, because these people all have their own understandings, their own research in life, their own experiences. You know, so we're all made in God's image, but we all have different talents. So it's not about who knew this first or who said this first. It's about the fact that we are saying it's premeditated and on purpose. It's part of the Great Reset. You've got this big Catholic bishops and coming out for a year saying it too. He's saying it. We're talking about him some. But we need to get more people to address this, because you can debate all day about the heart attacks, the myocarditis, look at the numbers. But when people understand it's premeditated, then they can begin to understand why it's being done. If not, people go, well, why would the medical system want to hurt me? And so I really think before we go over the nuts and bolts, the new developments and all of it with Dr. Zelenko, we should just ask him if he gets the angle I'm hitting on right here and what he thinks about it and how we get, because I know if I'm hearing this from everybody, then he's hearing it probably even more, because he was on the show 4 or 5 months ago the first time, and Dr. Zelenko said to the world, he said, hey, I know a prominent doctor that treats the Hollywood and Google executives and others, and he's treated hundreds of them. They're Democrats, a lot of them, and they know that hydroxychloroquine, and they know that ivermectin works, but they then try to suppress the public getting it. That's evil. Well, since then, Joe Rogan's doctor went public and said the exact same thing, and that he treated hundreds of people. So that's where I'm going here, is that we need more people to go public that have the caliber of credentials like Dr. Zelenko. I think it's important to point out this is premeditated, or we're just rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. Dr. Zelenko, ZStackLife.com, thank you so much for coming on with us, my friend. Do you think I'm right that this is a central point?
Hi, Alex. Thanks so much for having me. Not only are you right, but this is the worst crime in the history of humanity. And there's so much evidence available now proving the fact that this is premeditated, first-degree murder and genocide. For example, the FDA had an internal presentation in October of 2020. Keep in mind that's 2 months before the vaccine rollout. And they, on slide 16 of their presentation, explained and showed all the side effects of these vaccines. Now, if you look at the VAERS database where innocent Americans had reported the adverse events, there's a 100% correlation between what the American public has experienced and what the FDA presented to internally to its own scientists. So whenever there's a 100% correlation, that's right, whenever there's a 100% correlation between something that was supposedly predicted, obviously it was known 2 months at least 2 months before this was deployed on the American public. So that is premeditated. This is my charge. Premeditated first-degree murder and genocide of at least 700,000 Americans.
Absolutely, sir. So please continue to lay that indictment out, which, as you said, is prima facie. This is all out in the open.
Well, look, COVID, when this started, I had to reverse engineer, essentially, this crime. And it is a conspiracy. I'm a conspiracy realist lately, I've been calling myself. Not a theorist, because if it's true, it's not a theory. I'm a conspiracy realist. And the way I came about understanding what really was going on was by putting the puzzle pieces together. When I saw a life-saving medication being suppressed by the FDA, which, in my opinion, is the enemy of the people, and the NIH refusing to make recommendations about pre-hospital treatment and encouraging delay in treatment and having patients get hospitalized and only then treated once they have catastrophic lung damage. When access to life-saving medication was being suppressed by Governor Cuomo and other people like that, when prominent voices of doctors who, world experts, let's say, who invented, let's say, the mRNA vaccine technology, like Dr. Robert Malone, was deplatformed from every social media platform. He's only the world expert in the vaccine. And then when I saw the side effects of these vaccines and their numbers being actively suppressed from the American public, then I had to take a step back and kind of assess what is really going on. How is it that children who have a near 100% chance of recovery, statistically, according to the CDC, from COVID-19, actually, accurately, it's 99.998% without treatment. So how is it that children who have no risk from this virus are being exposed to something that has, in the most conservative estimates, according to the government itself, killed 17,000 people? The whistleblower, who says it's up by a factor of five, is closer to 80,000 people by now. And according to anyone who understands statistics, and we know the VAERS system only reports a fraction of what actually happens, the number is probably in the hundreds of thousands of deaths. So why would I expose children to something that has according to Dr. Michael Yeadon, the former vice president of Pfizer, he said publicly that for every one child that would die from COVID, 100 would die from the vaccine. And actually, the numbers statistically are working out to be much worse. I believe it's 172-1 kill ratio. So what could be the rationale for exposing children where there's no medical necessity to something that is so lethal? Not for their health. And now if you see the advertising, they're using Sesame Street and Sanjay Gupta on Sesame Street to convince parents and kids to take this. Or when they have these videos trying to brainwash children that now you're a superhero if you took the vaccine. What are they, insane? So this is a coordinated, the vaccine is a weapon of eugenics. It's a weapon of mass murder. It's a weapon that kills a certain percentage immediately, another percentage over time, either by increased risk of cancer, increased risk of autoimmune diseases, And it definitely affects fertility. And by the way, the onus to say that it does not affect fertility lies with the government and with the vaccine industry. They have to prove to us that this is safe. And there have been no long-term studies. But the reason why I say that it affects fertility, because the leaked biodistribution study from Pfizer that came out from Japan showed that the number one organ in which is affected by these vaccines is the ovaries of children.
Absolutely. And it looks like then death is just a side effect or myocarditis, but they want to sterilize this so bad, they've gone ahead and launched this. This is just unbelievable. We're living in, as you said, it's hard to believe this is bigger than the Soviets, bigger than Hitler. But if they continue to get away with this, the numbers are going to be bigger than Hitler. That's hard to believe, Doctor.
My call to the American public, we must take out our children from the public school system en masse. We need to reject the government's attempt to slaughter our children.
Yes, sir. Stay there. Let's come back and start over there. Amazing. Dr. Zelenko is our guest. Stay with us.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
We are living under the Great Reset. We are living under the rollout of a medical worldwide tyranny, a depopulation plan. And you've got medical doctors, you've got Catholic bishops, you've got scientists, you've got Nobel Prize winners coming out saying this appears to be deliberate depopulation. We have Dr. Yidan, the former chief scientist at Pfizer, saying that 16 months ago. He said if they roll out this vaccine, with what I've seen, it's going to cause ADE, it's going to cause blood clots, and it's going to make people sicker that take it. I mean, so we have a who's who saying this. We have Dr. Zelenko, who was the first doctor to come out and say this has got to be deliberate. Well, now we've been living it for almost a year here, over a year in the U.K., a lot of countries have banned these death shots. That's the term he coined because of the massive heart attacks and other problems. Now we learn it's causing heart valves to collapse. That's in mainstream news. So Dr. Zelenko, you were getting into standing up and how we fight this, because I have a 4-year-old daughter. I have a 13-year-old daughter. I have a 17-year-old daughter and a 19-year-old son. And I'm not a violent person. I don't want to go out and have a fight. I don't want to go out and attack people. And I'm not going to do that right now. But as a father and as a person, I'm feeling guilty that I'm not doing enough to stop this. And my wife's like, you're working 18 hours a day. How are you doing this? What's going on? And I just feel driven to stop this. So you were talking about how we can try to stop this. Please lay it out for us.
First of all, I'm very optimistic in the capability of the human race to withstand and overcome this tyranny. It just requires consciousness, illuminated consciousness. It requires awareness of what is going on. And when you're aware, we can then band together in civil disobedience, hopefully nonviolently, and resist policies of eugenics, policies of genocide, policies of infanticide, and so on. And the way to do it is the following. First, remember there's a God in the world, and He is the one that is giving you life, and that your security and fortitude comes from Him, and you should turn to the Creator, your Creator, to withstand this incessant fear porn that is being pumped through the media. And in my opinion, you should actually stop listening to the media, because all it does is create a cognitive dissonance and create mass psychosis. So by staying away from poisonous treachery and resisting, basically I'm calling for as many people as possible to take their children out of the public school system. The WHO just came out with one of the most horrific statements I've ever heard in my life, that just the presence of a child in school implies informed consent, and therefore the school has the power to vaccinate your children without you being informed. Just because you did not stop your children from going to school is enough now, according to the WHO, to vaccinate your children against your will. Take out your kids out of these slaughterhouses. Homeschool your children. Get together with like-minded parents, and you can recreate, and probably in a much safer and a much more ethical moral environment, educate your children to be prepared for the war ahead. Because we are in a war. This is World War III. This is the sociopathic, corrupt oligarchs and governments warring against God consciousness. They want to enslave humanity. You know, there's a patent. Everyone knows this patent, but I'd like to read it again. It's a patent number, U.S. patent 11107588. 11107588. It is a patent that describes 50 pages of nanotechnology engineering of what already exists in these vaccines that enables the measurement of your internal physiological data, like your temperature and heart rate, let's say, and then transmit that with your location to a third party. What we're witnessing, and then Microsoft owns another patent that links biometric data to the ability to use cryptocurrency. In other words, this is the mark of the beast, according to the Christian faith. This is the ability to, your ability to do commerce, your ability in the future to be able to feed your family will be dependent on your enslavement to a matrix or grid where your, not only your location will be known all the time, 24/7, but also your internal temperament. Because if I can measure your temperature and your heart rate, I can then test you, I can show you images, I can give you information and see how you react, like a lie detector test. And think about tyrants in control of that information, how they could vet whether or not you're a supporter of the regime or not. In other words, we're dealing with real Stalin, Hitler on steroids with weapons of mass destruction. And the only reason why it's happening is we're letting it happen. People are walking into the execution chamber willingly, lifting up their arm, getting the lethal injection, saying thank you, leaving, and going to die. Some right away, some over time, some their lineage due to infertility. And whoever passes this several waves of assault on humanity will then be linked to a grid where their location and temperament will be known. This is not science fiction. This is not a conspiracy theory. There are patents. Go look at them. Study their information. If you want to debate about my interpretation of the information, that's one thing. But if you outright reject what I'm saying, you're just an idiot. You just don't want to deal with reality.
Yes, sir. Well, let me put this on screen for TV viewers. For radio listeners, I'll read it out. A few weeks ago, I broke a bunch of Davos Group press releases where they said, under a UN plan, now they're going to put nanotech in all our food to, quote, keep it uncontaminated with all sorts of trace elements and even radioactive isotopes. And now the USDA, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, has come out and is saying that, quote, nanotechnology can be used in food production to enhance taste, color, food, texture, and consistency on a variety of foods. Printed foods, this is what Bill Gates is investing hundreds of billions of in. This is what BlackRock and all of them are doing. This is their transhumanist revolution in their own words. They're actually in the Davos Group, put press releases out 2 weeks ago saying, the future is not human. That's the quote.
There's nothing new under the sun. These are, this war started in the Garden of Eden, and it escalated. I'd like to share the Cain and Abel story. Everyone knows about it, but you know, they both brought offerings, and God took Abel's offering, but not Cain's. Cain got all upset. God asked him, "Why are you upset? Improve yourself," meaning take personal responsibility, and I will accept your offering as well. And what did Cain do? He killed the competition. He killed his brother. This is human history in a nutshell. Instead of looking into yourself, taking personal responsibility and ownership of whatever needs to be fixed, growing and reaching your fullest potential, it's much easier to step on the heads of others and destroy those that are making you feel inadequate. That's Bill Gates. That's the sociopaths. They have an absolute hatred for the human race. They have absolute hatred for God. They have absolute hatred for the fact that we're made in the image of God.
I totally agree, Dr. Zelenko. Stay right there. Let's come back and talk about how we fight back against this and why you're optimistic. I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, November 4th, 2021. That means you've only got 10 days as of taping this to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling items. We have Winter Sun at 50% off. So good for your body, so good for your immune system. 50% off. We have Ultra 12 at 60% off. That is the lowest we've ever gone. It is so good for your libido, your stamina, your immune system, your whole body taken out of the tongue. 60% off. We've got a bunch of products sold out for a long time, like Brain Force Plus back in stock. 50% off, and we have Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's got Bone Broth Plus, so it's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, 20% off, and it's even stronger than the last formula we had. It is amazing for your whole body, amazing for your joints, amazing for inflammation, and it funds the InfoWar, which is so important in the fight against the New World Order. So thank you all for your support. With supply chain breakdowns, I recommend you get your Christmas shopping done now and have it done and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
By the way, as most folks know, Dr. Zelenko, Vladimir Zev Zelenko, pioneered with his own research, going back 20 months ago now, hydroxychloroquine, and then a bunch of other things that the system tried to suppress, that we now know with the ivermectin and other things, the system is trying to now put into pill form, but not the entire molecular structure of it. So that's a question I've got for him. What is it like to be attacked and demonized and now see Merck and Pfizer coming out with their own pills that have a lot of the same molecular structure as things that he first figured out were working? I think he can answer that question if he would like. But then I'd like him to continue on why he's optimistic, because I do see this waking people up at a level never before seen. But then I see them going after our children. I see the big, powerful corporations with so much money and control the media, and they just don't quit. And I ask myself, what can we do to stop them? And I agree with what Dr. Zelenko said. Exodus. It's all in the Bible, folks, what to do. Come out of the system. We obviously live under this tyranny, but that's not the real America. This is a globalist corporate coup. So we have to pull our children out. We have to form new communities. We have to network. We have to be grassroots. This whole thing is about making us depressed, making us dependent, demoralizing us. And instead, as Dr. Zelenko said, we've got to reach up to God, open ourselves up, and ask God for guidance, and not let them get us down, but then move forward and inform others. Dr. Zelenko, can you continue to speak to that?
Yeah, I feel that we're in the end game of creation, that we're on the verge of a messianic transformation. And the reason why I say that is that this Goliath of evil, which has taken root, is really naturally almost impossible to overcome. We need divine intervention. And divine intervention, in my opinion, and the opinion of many spiritual people that understand spirituality, isn't free. It comes through sacrifice. It comes through God consciousness, collective God consciousness. And it's irrelevant to me that the religion at this point. What's relevant is that people recognize that there's a creator, that he makes us every second from nothing, and that we can derive fortitude and strength and resolve our fears through being connected to him. If a person is connected to the source of the infinite, that which transcends even the infinite, then putrid maggots like the globalists, let's say, are completely ineffective and irrelevant. Now, I'm not naive to say that people are not going to die. If you look at, biblically speaking, only 20% of the Jews left Egypt, and then 80% decided to stay, like Stockholm syndrome, in Egypt and died there. And then in the desert, the generation of the desert, another 50% died. So only 1 out of 10 actually was able to leave Egypt or slave mentality and make it to Israel, which is the freedom or freedom thinking. The transition from being a slave to a free thinking person was only 10% of people were able to accomplish that. And I'm not naive to say that we're going to have better statistics now. I hope we do. And since every human being has free choice, it is possible that every single human being will choose God consciousness and resist at all costs this tyranny. But the reality is that, at least in my practice and in dealing with people, I don't see more than 10% surviving this carnage. Now, the reason why I do these interviews is that I believe that every human being deserves the opportunity to have the true information. Equality of opportunity when it comes to information. Every human being deserves the true narrative. And then every human being is obligated to make a choice which camp you want to belong to. Do you want to belong to God consciousness or to the slave codependency cult of corrupt governments and oligarchs and the golden calf of this vaccine? And the choice is yours. That's why I'm so optimistic. I'm optimistic that God, who has free choice, gives human beings this divine gift of choice. And we could choose to go away from bad, like King David says, and do good, and then we will live. Go away from bad, do not take the poison death shot. Do not give in to isolation from the people you love. Do not submit to fear. You don't have to die. Take your kids out of harm's way. Wake up. The power is within your hands. To survive this and to help others and to spread we need an elevated level of human consciousness to realize that what is really going on. That this is
It's not a cliche. This is good versus evil, evil versus good. Just realize that we're on the verge of a transformative event, and I hope more of us will end up under the canopy of the cities of refuge and not the continents of tyranny. This country was built on Judeo-Christian values, Ten Commandments. Adhere to those principles. Don't have other gods. Don't serve Bill Gates. Don't believe in Bill Gates or the American government, which is the enemy of the people. I never thought I would say that. I left communist Russia when I was 4 years old, leaving tyranny, leaving communism, and moving to America with my family, thinking that this would be a land of liberty. And in reality, what's happened is we moved to a worse Russia. Wake up, people, please. For the sake of your children, at least. Look, in holy societies, in normal, decent societies, parents will sacrifice for the sake of their own children. They will sacrifice that their children will have a better life, both materially and spiritually. In pagan societies, the adults sacrifice the children. What are we doing? We're bringing our children onto the altar of this poison death shot that has a 172-to-1 kill ratio statistically? What are you, nuts? What are you, slaughtering your own children? Stop it. You don't have to give in. Resist. This is World War III. 204 countries are being attacked by the same globalist force of evil. And I'm a globalist also, by the way. And I do believe in the Great Reset, and I think we need to build back better. But let me redefine the terms. God is the King of Kings. He's the true globalist leader. And we need a Great Reset away from paganism and idol worship and child sacrifice to live in God consciousness. And then we'll build back better a society that is permeated with mutual respect and the perception of divinity in every human being.
Dr. Zelenko, you really are a maverick and trailblazer, and I spiritually feel what you're talking about. I've also intellectually studied it, and every culture goes into this time of evil where they start child sacrifice, and that's paganism, and every culture at one time or another was involved in it. And now, as you said, you know, going back to the Bible and the Jews and then Christianity and all of it, we're trying to get past that. And it really is God versus the devil. It really is team freedom versus team demon. And we see the dysfunctional destruction of this, but people that serve evil, they just keep doubling down. They keep hoping each time if they just submit better to the evil, that things will get better. But it gets wilder and crazier and more satanic and more destructive. I want to come back and ask you the time frame, because I really respect your views on this. You're a maverick trailblazer. That's what we need. On how you see this unfolding and rolling out and what you think individuals can do. But I totally agree. It's time to get out of the big cities. It's time to get around people that know the truth. It's time to stop worrying about all the showboating and the fancy garbage, you know, of the system, and to really get right with God and get ready, because this is the crossroads, and this has just begun. You can see the rollout. You got Bill Gates up there bragging, saying, oh, terrorists are about to release smallpox, and we need total medical surveillance and checkpoints everywhere. And, of course, they're going to do it. COVID and this rollout is just the training wheels for the big, real move. And you're going to wish later, folks, you got ready ahead of this. God help us. This is going to be one incredible time. But as Dr. Zelenko said, it's the test, and it's going to make us admit God's real and then reach out to God. And then what matters is our soul gets saved. And he's right. It's about a group consciousness, and they fear that consciousness.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists want to depopulate the planet. They want it for themselves. They want to take control of humanity. They believe that we're overpopulated. They've said this. And this entire worldwide COVID-19 hysteria is the establishing of their world government and of the system that they are going to use to totally control every aspect of our lives and end the age of humans, in their own words, and begin the age of transhumans. But God has given us our minds and our gifts to stand against this. And God's given us a lot of great tools that are in the environment that make up our bodies and that our bodies operate off of. And that's why they try to make us as unhealthy as possible. They try to take control of the food supply. Bill Gates is obsessed with that. And that's why they try to ridicule people that go out and say, I'm going to take the right vitamins and minerals and other known herbal compounds that supercharge our immune systems. Dr. Zelenko pioneered now over 20 months ago with his thousands of patients what was actually working. Necessity is the mother and father of invention. And so I noticed that he had these amazing products out there for adults and for children. We reached out to him a few months ago, and he said, absolutely, we'll be a sponsor of the show. So we really appreciate that. It's symbiotic. Helps you. You get quality products that make you healthier, boost your immune system, supports the broadcast, supports free speech. ZStackLife.com/Alex, and then that supports the broadcast. The last 20 months have taught us anything. It's that you have to take control of your own health. You cannot rely on the government and big pharma. That's where Z-Stack comes in. Z-Stack is a specifically designed supplement that includes zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D, formulated by Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, the world-renowned doctor that President Trump credited with his successful early treatment protocols and his decision to take hydroxychloroquine. Go to ZStackLife.com/Alex today and order ZStackLife.com/Alex. A good, strong dose of high-quality zinc, quercetin, which, again, they're saying that's the same thing as hydroxychloroquine, vitamin C, and D. Important to have this, especially in the fall and winter months. But with all the craziness going on, it's now more important than ever to boost your immune system, and I think this is one of the best ways you can do it. ZStackLife.com/Alex. Dr. Zelenko, obviously I want to talk about big picture and the human awakening and why evil is so upset, but just a minute or two, if you could, on how you formulated ZStack.
Yeah, so I have to send the ghoul Cuomo, I call him, the ghoul, killed 20,000 nursing home residents, a bouquet of flowers, because when I was in the first week of April of 2020, I had developed a strategy that was really working with my patients based on the hydroxychloroquine. Cuomo made an executive order and blocked access of hydroxychloroquine to my patients. So I had a medication, a medical approach, but patients couldn't get it. So I had to innovate again, and on the NIH server, of all places, I discovered that there is a substance called quercetin, which works in the same mechanism as hydroxychloroquine, which basically delivers zinc into the cell, and the zinc is the main component. It's the bullet that prevents the virus from replicating. But the zinc can't get in. It's like having a bullet without a gun. It's useless. The zinc could not get inside the cell. So hydroxychloroquine was the gun that delivered the zinc into the cell. But then, talk about gun control, Cuomo took away access to the zinc ionophore, or the zinc delivery system. So I discovered there's something called quercetin. Honestly, I didn't know what it was. When I Googled it, I saw it was over the counter. It's a derivative of apple peels, essentially, the bioflavonoid. And so I realized what I discovered. I discovered the cure to tyranny. Because now I could say, Alex, go to the vitamin shop, screw the government, the two reasons why people die, the moronic doctor who delays treatment and lets lung complications develop, or the tyrannical government that blocks access to life-saving medication. So now I can say, Alex, go to the vitamin shop, buy over-the-counter quercetin and zinc and CND, use it in the right dosing, which I open-sourced all that information. And what happened was that people could not put the puzzle together for several reasons. One, they couldn't source everything in the right dosing, and they just found it difficult. There's so many options of vitamin C and vitamin D. Of course, people could not put the puzzle together. So I was asked to make it simpler for people.
Exactly. People get confused, and then they go, well, do I take the quercetin or the D or the C or the zinc? No, you got to have it all synergistically together. And that's what you did with the Z-Stack.
Yeah, and I wasn't even looking to monetize things. I just wanted to make it easier for people to have access in the right time frame. This is so important. What I keep on telling people, you must initiate antiviral treatment within the first few days of symptoms. That's when all the data has shown an 85% reduction in hospitalization and death. Even the Pfizer itself is admitting right now, if you use their oral antiviral drug, apparently, within the first few days of symptoms, you can reduce hospitalization and death.
And that was my next question. I want to get that in there. What is it like for you to see when you just did this with thousands of patients desperately, like old-fashioned doctors used to do, finding what worked? until you did. What is it like now to see Merck and Pfizer coming out with miracle antiviral pills that basically operate on some of the same systems, according to other doctors I've had in here, crediting you, that hydroxychloroquine, quercetin, and ivermectin do?
Okay, it's not about me, and I have to say, I have to share kind of a weird thought with you. I thank God for giving me terminal cancer. And then the reason why I say that is that the first time in my life, I've been sensitized to how precious time is and how insignificant we are and how it's important to use the time that we're given. You know, some people live 50 years, some people live 100 years. It's irrelevant. They're both finite. But during this finite period of time, we have the ability to connect to the infinite and basically earn for ourselves an eternal life with the Creator. So I'm glad that public awareness is increasing about early intervention, and that's the key. So, yes, I believe Pfizer and Merck are putrid maggots that have literally caused the death of millions of people by their coercion and suppression and cooperation with the globalists to suppress life-saving medication. But at this point, it's not about justice as much as it is spreading awareness to save as many people as possible. We'll come to justice later, but part of me is infuriated that that which was obvious to me 20 months ago, it's common sense. I mean, you don't have to be a genius to know that the sooner you intervene in a disease process, the better the outcome. That's been the history of medicine. You know, we treat cancer when it's in one place. We don't wait until it spreads all over. We don't let the whole house fall on fire. We put it out what's in the kitchen, right? So why would COVID-19 be any different? And the answer is because it was never about the treatment of COVID-19. It was about maintaining the fear narrative in order to motivate 7 billion people to get poisoned.
Doctor, let me just expand on it because it's very touching. I mean, I knew that you'd gotten diagnosed with cancer again. You were on with us a month ago. I didn't know that you learned that it's terminal, and I'm not facing that at this time. But I do face this level of evil, and I'm resigned to whatever God's plan is there. I'll do it. I know I'm an eternal being. I'm connected to God. I feel that level of completion. And I think what you're saying is it's giving you clarity and total focus about the infinite and about your life's already been incredibly valuable. But now, towards the end of it, you have saved tens of millions of people, obviously, in the aggregate now. And that's really what matters.
Look, life is a terminal disease. We all begin to die from the moment we're born. We just don't realize it. We live in a delusional state thinking that we're immortal. The reality is every single human being should thank God for every single nanosecond of their own existence and use it wisely and properly, because you don't know if you're going to wake up tomorrow. No one knows. So I don't worry about when I'm going to die. I worry about how I'm going to live. And with the time that God gives me, I would like to share with as many people the fact that we're made in God's image. You deserve to be loved because of that, and that's it. There's no need for anything else except the fact that you're a divine being. Your life has sanctity, it needs to be preserved, and we need to resist any tyranny that tries to quash the sanctity of your life.
You're right. Yes, they're trying to suppress. I know you've got to go, but we got to go to break for 2 minutes. We can come back with five more just to finish up, if you can't, I understand. Just to talk about, because you hit on something important here. They're really trying to suppress us and make us depressed. And that came out of big tech documents, that all the big tech companies want to make us depressed and make us feel like there's no God. It's like spiritual. It really is. They want to suppress us and take us with them. Why are they doing this? We're going to come back with final comments of Dr. Zelenko, who is particularly on fire today, that we're very sad to hear he has terminal cancer. That's just his body. His soul, like yours, is very real. So guard your soul. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? going through a divorce. Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
If a hurricane is smashing into the Gulf Coast,